Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, got a fight. Thornton and Rivera exchanging punches.
Now, the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
For I know we're still in the seventh round, but unless Jerry's going after more picks, I think we're done.
If you get a group of people that show up every day and truly want to be the best version of themselves, and they push each other in practice, in the weight room, during games, then that's what culture is.
I love the way we're challenging each other, we're open and honest, we're having the conversations that need to be had to get to the right answers, and like I've said to you guys before, it's not about being right, it's about getting it right.
When you have a culture right, success is, it's not about me, it's about us. And when it's adversity, it's, hey, we're in this together, we are going to get this right, I need to be better.
I said it before this weekend, how critical these 2 days were gonna be to build this back up. And I think you guys have really done the work to put us in a great spot. So I just wanted to make sure I said thank you, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, good job.
Good job is right. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. And if you haven't seen that embedded yet, by the way, Craig's off today, Marty's in with me. If you haven't seen that embedded yet, I have one word for it. Unreal. Unreal. You are literally, if you ever wanted to know, and I always have, and we've seen these videos. Marty, good morning, by the way.
Good afternoon.
Oh, that's right. God, how far into this are we? I still can't get it right. But if you've ever wondered what it's like to be in a real draft room, like we've always seen coverage, right, Marty? You see the NFL draft, and I always feel like around the league, it's always, this is unscripted. Now, granted, there are things cut out that we don't have the right to hear, but it is so unscripted, so raw and real, and just in real time that it is, and no one's guarded. No one's guarded when they're doing it.
Well, they're not guarded because they trust the people that are putting it together
100%,
that they
yes.
will do the right job. But I love how Kevin is like, Bill Zito's calling. Boom. Yeah, Bill. Ah. Yeah, I can't do that. Okay, we'll talk later. Boom. Back. And that's how it goes. And he goes, Chris Rury texting me about Columbus is back in, like this, that, the other thing. Like, we're getting a sense of what action is happening, like, and it is a lot of action.
I don't know that I could handle being shot down if I were a general manager. Like Kevin Adams, the one GM, he comes in and he says, yeah, he just said that's the line in the sand. And I'm just like, oh, my God, like that's not real. That's not like a real cutthroat kind of answer. But I'm just kind of like, man, these guys are operating fast, and they're doing business at a real fast pace in there. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I like those type of shows, and our crew, you know, that puts them together did a fantastic job. Michelle, we even got Michelle to ask Kevin a question. And because he didn't repeat the question, we got to hear her asking the questions, which I was going to text her about it because she made an appearance. But anyway, I remember years ago, the NHL would do these shows kind of like that at the draft. And Mike Milbury is working on a trade. He was the GM of the New York Islanders, and he's working on a trade with the LA Kings. And he's like, I think that was the Ziggy Palfy trade maybe, or something like that. And he goes, oh, okay, well, what do they need? They did like a young defenseman prospect. well, I don't want to give this guy up. Why don't we just throw in Jason Holland? And Jason Holland was on our bus with the Rochester Americans, and we were putting the show in. And he's sitting there like, so what? I'm just a throw in into a deal? Like, that's how bad I am? But it was raw, and it was uncut, and it was really the way it is. And listening to Kevin Adams talking to other GM, it's quick. It's to the point. It's let's go. Even this conversation with Sam Reinhart was was really, really good. So I really enjoyed that show. Go and
I actually got emotional when Sam called back. Like, not emotional, like I'm going to cry, but I'm sitting there thinking, like, I think there's a guy in Reinhart after, you know, everything, after you kind of let the dust settle. And maybe that was, I mean, it might have been the next day, but you're sitting there and you're kind of thinking, like, maybe he just kind of let it process. And then maybe was like, I really do believe what Granato and Kevin are doing. And I really do hope that Buffalo does well. And I think now that it's over, I can kind of let everything go. You know what I mean? And I,
did you got traded before PD, did you? Or did you just get signed as a free agent?
Actually, yeah, I did. Bought out and traded, but I never went and played.
Okay, but I got traded to Philly. And so I talked to Lindy the morning of. He told me I was being traded. And then Darcy called me later and said, okay, we traded you to Philly. Paul Holmgren will get a hold of you. They're actually in Long Island tonight. They want you to go to Boston, meet them there for tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, well, thank you very much. Blah, blah, blah. But I never thought of calling Darcy back because the initial
Why
shock,
would you?
You don't have really any thoughts.
Darcy's not Kevin Adams.
I get that. But at the same not point, as a person, it doesn't matter who it is. As a player, as a person, you know, then you have time to think about it. And maybe you want to call Lindy or Darcy back and just say, hey, wanted to thank you guys for the opportunity, you know, and talk about it a little bit. I never thought about it. And the fact that Sam did, I thought that was really cool. Now, I still think that was the right move. Move Sam out, move Risto out, build for the future. It was the right move. But I did like that Sam called back.
I did.
After the initial shock to just have a conversation.
Change my opinion of Sam a little bit. I mean, I didn't have a bad – I always liked Sam. I did. But I think there are people that were disgruntled with Sam. And I think Pete thought that, and I think the losing and the questions and the irritation, I think it really got to Sam. And how could it not?
How could it not? Absolutely. But at the same time, there was moments I'll just say it. I had a conversation one time with Sam and I tried to make a lighthearted little joke about, you know, the fact that Sam falls on the ice a lot. His keister's always on the ice. He's always, you know, sitting down in the corner. He falls on the ice a lot. So I was like, Sam, like, you ever want to do something like Hartnell Down did a years back in Philly for charity or whatever? He goes, what's that? I'm like, oh, because you fall a lot. And he goes, I always get up. And I'm like, I'm lighthearted. I am not coming. But so there's that side of Sam, and there's the other side of Sam that is very thoughtful. You did grilling him with Sam. It was amazing. Yeah. No, right? There's that side of Sam too. So you got to give and take some to really get a good perception on
it. All pro athletes, I did, you did. We all have a little big wheel attitude to us. It all depends on how far we want to take it. Hey, Marty,
absolutely.
Some of us take it a little further than others, and some of us are a little
some
more
Some days we
about
feel
it.
Good about ourselves, and yeah. Some days we don't.
Some days we don't. Instigators, Marty is here with me. Craig's off, WGR 550 and MSG. We're talking about the embedded last night that we saw. I saw it this morning, but if you haven't seen it, it's absolutely incredible. And it's funny, I made so many notes on this thing, like, I think I've already touched on him.
What?
I think I've already touched on everything. No, but I will say this.
Power draft thing was interesting too. We're talking about Sam and the trades, but the conversation before the draft, the conversation at the draft. I love the when the Sabres started drafting Russians, you know, like second round, third round, fourth round, like it's Russians, 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 and you're like, oh my goodness, like they're. I've never
which
seen
I love.
That.
I loved what Jerry Fordan said about the Russians. And we talked about it on this show. We said, get Russians. Russians are great. If you get the right Russians, Russians can add an element to your team that is like, it brings a group together.
But also, they were ahead of the curve this year. They were ahead. They were there. So when Kevin tried to call and it's like a Russian, like answering service, that's basically telling you like, this number is not in service anymore or whatever. And then the one kid had to have an interpreter with him. Like, you don't think about those things. And it was really cool to see.
Yeah, we're talking about the embedded featuring the draft surrounding Owen Power and the Sabres having the number one pick. Who he won't be there, by the way, prospects camp this weekend, like a development tournament. What do they call it, Marty? Prospect Challenge.
Prospect Challenge.
Well, there's so many, right? Like it starts tonight. My first one I ever went to, I rode to my very first game with you in the maroon Nissan Pathfinder.
With gold lettering
and the tan interior. We were listening to the song Moist or the group Moist, and it was... Oh, Marty, come on.
I know. I have this song in my head right now. Resurrection.
Resurrection.
That comes the resurrection.
That was our song. That was our song.
That was our first song.
Prospect camp. So Owen Power is not going to be there. You were down at the rink yesterday. We had Paul Hamilton on. How's everyone look? Who's impressing you right now?
So there is a few guys that are on my list of guys that we have to pay attention to. One, obviously, Jack Quinn, J.J. Paterka. So everybody's been saying like, oh, Jack Quinn's the best player in practice. And you know what's funny is that in the embedded video, Kevin Adams talks about culture a lot. And the first couple of drills yesterday, you know, Jack Quinn, you could see he has all the tools. He's young, he's fast, he has the skills. But he's trying to do too much, right? He makes that extra pass that's unnecessary, or he's looking to make like a behind-the-back play or whatever. And, you know, there's like seven coaches on the ice. Nathan Page is on the ice. Michael Pekka is on the ice. Mike Weber's on the ice. Seth Appert is there. There's a ton of coaches out there. And I saw a change halfway through in Jack Quinn. And I thought that was interesting just because, you know, he's feeling good. He had a good practice 2 days ago. Yesterday, practice starts, and now you start doing a little too much. No, that's not the culture. You're a young guy. Straight up and down. Make the play to the net. Don't try to make dipsy doodle back behind the back passes and all of that. And there was a change there, which was really interesting. And I like it. I like JJ Paterka. He definitely looks like he's a step above a lot of the prospects that are there. So his size is something that I noticed too. I thought JJ Paterka, you know, German player, small, whatever. He's listed at 5'10", 181. I don't know that he's 5'10", 181. I would put him more at like 5'11", 190, 195 maybe. He looks thick. He looks big out there. He looks heavy on his sticks. So that's going to be interesting. And then after that, you trickle down to some other players and a couple of guys that really, really caught my eye. One is Linus Weisbach. And right. Linus Weisbach
like really, really caught your eye?
Really caught my eye.
Really caught your eye. Okay.
So a reason.
What did he do?
He's well. Number one, he has the big, long, blonde hair coming out of his.
Check mark number one right there. Okay, that's a good start. Yeah.
So he's a Swede, but speaks.
Check mark number two for me there. Yep. Keep going.
He's kind of like Gabriel Landeskog in the way that his English is impeccable. Right. He spent 4 years at Wisconsin, played college hockey. So that was another thing that caught my eye. He's like a little water bug. He's listed at 5'9", 177, and he is a complete water bug out there. He's slippery in and out of everything. Scored a couple of really nice goals backdoor, playing the right side as a left-hand shot. He really caught my eye, and I'm telling you, number 63 tonight. He was a seventh-round pick in 2017. We're going back to 2017 in the seventh round, and he really caught my eye.
Let's talk about someone that's there. We're talking about the prospect challenge that takes place. By the way, games will be streamed on Sabres.com. Dan, Duffer, and Marty will have the call. The games are the 17th to the 19th. Tonight, it is Sabres-Devils, right? 7 p.m. Yeah. Tickets still available. I'm not entirely sure, to be honest with you. Not my forte, but I'm sure you can go check it out.
Forte. I believe they are. Still available. But yeah, if you're home, you want to catch it on Sabres.com, we'll have all the action.
But UPL is here, Marty, and it's okay. Interesting. This is right in your wheelhouse, being a goalie, and you know, he's played NHL games, and he's at the and I always remember we used to play against guys that had pro experience. It's a little weird. It's intimidating. So he's got a lot of clout, this guy, heading into the prospect challenge.
Well, you talk about our experience at the rookie camp that was in Kitchener, Ontario with the Buffalo Sabres. I was the only pro guy. Everybody was juniors. And really, that set me up for a really good season in Rochester. I played really well in the prospect camp. The thing with UPL, this is interesting. Last year was a weird year in the American League. It wasn't a normal season. He didn't get to play 55, 60 games out of 82. It was really different. He got to play some NHL games, which gave him that taste. Now, for me, this season, I think UPL could be penciled in the top two goaltenders starting the season in Buffalo.
Really?
But that could be erased really quickly. This prospect challenge and the preseason games and what he's going to do in training camp with the Sabres will dictate. He has it in his hands. It is in his hands right now, because he could go back to Rochester and develop. And maybe that's the best way. But really, there's an opportunity. The Sabres have said, we're not going to go get another like top-end goaltender. We are good with Craig Anderson and maybe Aaron Dell. But we also have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen that could be the wild card here. And for me, if UPL can dominate in the prospect camp and look really good, and if he can dominate and look really good in camp going into preseason games, then he will start here in Buffalo. It's up to him. So we'll see. We'll see how his performances are going to dictate where he's going to be.
Let me just challenge on that for a second. I don't disagree with you. I think it is. It could be his, but does Aaron Dell not kind of, well, I know Craig Anderson, you're not going to send Craig Anderson to the minors. Okay. Like
it's not happening.
Yeah. It's not happening.
But Aaron Dell could go to Rochester and could be with Dustin Tokarski down there. And it would be a really solid tandem for the team down in Rochester. And then if UPL doesn't play to the level you want him to play in Buffalo, or if it's not working the way, then you can make the swap. It's easy to make a couple swaps.
Marty, don't you think that even if UPL is stellar, which I expect him to be, okay, but if he's stellar starting tonight and then through preseason and at training camp, I can understand how it shouldn't rattle him if he understands the plan, but I mean, we all get rattled when it comes to that stuff for your player. It doesn't matter. You can't shake it. You want to be in the big league. But is it not beneficial for him at all to maybe consider still starting the year in Rochester?
It's very beneficial, but I think there's an opportunity. If Linus Ullmark was still here in Buffalo and they had signed Craig Anderson to be Linus's backup, I would say, yeah, no, it's not the right fit for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to be in Buffalo, but I do think there could be a fit. Now, I use my personal experience for that, Petey. My third pro season, I was really good in camp. We're talking about 1999-2000. So okay. The training camp in 1999.
Okay.
That was my third pro season, was about to start. I'd played 97-98 in Roch, 98-99 in Roch, and now I'm getting ready for the 99-2000 season. I actually think I had a better training camp than Dom. And that's, look, I'm not crazy to think that I was going to take the job away from Dominik Hasek, but I had that good of a training camp that I felt like I outplayed Dom in training camp. And if I outplayed Dom, I outplayed Dwayne Roloson, I outplayed everybody, right? So I get called in that little room where the coaches were at the Pepsi Center at the time, Northtown Center.
I've been
now
in that room before.
Yes. And Lindy, Darcy, and everybody's there. And they're like, Marty, you had a great camp. You had a fantastic season in Rochester last year, went to the Calder Cup final, goalie of the year, all of that. But you're going to go back to Rochester this year. And I was mad. I was livid. I'm like,
did you show it right there?
I was mad. I basically told them that, you know, the only reason they were making that decision is because they could only pay me 50 grand instead of the 550 I was going to make in the NHL. And I dominated. I wasn't wrong. And also because they could put me on waivers, because my third year as a goalie, you still are waiver exempt. I didn't have to go on waivers. They could just send me down. And this was just the easy way out. They had a hard decision to make. It was just the easy way out. And I walked out, slammed the door, and I grabbed my stuff, put it in the car, and I drove to Rochester. six games later, I got called up to Buffalo and never went back to Rochester that year, right? And Dom got hurt, but I got an opportunity. But I knew I was ready to be an NHL player, and I dominated in training camp, and then I proved it when I got the opportunity. And that's kind of where I think UPL is at right now, is we know he's a really high-end prospect. He could be a really good goaltender. Show me in camp that you can dominate, that you want the job, because the job is there. If Linus Allmark was still here, the job wouldn't be there, but the job is there. Show me that you want it. If you show me, there's a spot.
There's only really one goalie here that would be upset if UPL ends up starting anyway, and that would be Aaron Dell. And I mean, understandably so, but I mean, Craig Anderson, I think after talking with him on the show here, he sounds totally content with being a mentor to a young goalie. Who's
and that's the other thing too. You have a mentor, you have Craig Anderson that could help. Who's going to help UPL in Rochester? Dustin Tokarski? Yeah. Tokarski's been around, but I'd love for UPL to spend time with Craig Anderson and learn from the veteran. This is a guy, Craig Anderson is a guy that played with the Chicago organization, then went to Colorado, then went to Ottawa, then went to Washington, was a goal away from going to the Stanley Cup Finals against Pittsburgh. You know, they lost in overtime. Like, he has a lot of experience to give. But again, it comes back to UPL. Can you take it? The job is there. Can you take it? He's going to have to show it.
We're talking about the prospect challenge, which starts tonight with the Sabres versus the Devils, 7 p.m. UPL is going to start. So that's official, right, Marty?
I don't know that he is.
It says tonight here in the rundown. So okay. If it's not right, I'm not going to name names. Jeff Koltnack is to blame for that. And then the game will be streamed on Sabres.com. So make sure you check it out. Dan Duffer and Marty will have the call. We started off the show talking about the embedded. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. That's how we got into the prospect conversation. But Owen Power won't be there. You mentioned Jack Quinn. How's Samuelson look?
Matthias looks really good. So you can tell that he's more experienced. He's bigger. He has that look, right? Like, even in the NHL, when he got called up, you're like, this guy looks like he's been in the NHL for 10 years. So the pairing on D are going to be Matthias Samuelson with Oskari Laaksonen. That's another guy that I really like that caught my eye. Laaksonen, we got to talk to him. He played 28 games last year in Rochester at 17 points, only a couple of goals. He has some offense. But the big thing is that he's listed at 6'2", 165. And when he came to the podium yesterday, he's talking about, you know, putting on muscle and, you know, getting stronger, and he feels stronger. So I said, you're listed at 165. Where are you at right now? Because there's no way you're going to be able to play a physical brand, or at least be strong on the puck and in front of the net if you're 6'2", 165 in the NHL. And he goes, he's about 185 now, which is awesome. Like, from the time he got drafted, which was, or maybe the last time he was measured or whatever, which is a couple of years ago, he put on 20 pounds of muscle, and he looks bigger and he looks more comfortable out there. So him and Samuelson are the only two, no disrespect for anybody else on the defense that's coming into the prospect camp, but they're the two that I'm really going to pay attention to.
I hope he wasn't on the Craig Revee weight gain plan when he was a young prospect. Do you remember that story when his dad bought him the ice cream bars and he ate like three ice cream bars and he got all fat in the off season? Wrong kind of weight.
How about Brian McCutcheon's weight gain plan? Do you remember what that was?
No.
It was a beer a day. Because he said he was 160 pounds when he turned pro, right? And he played in the Colonial League or whatever. And his coach says, you need to put about 20 pounds. Drink a beer a day. That'll do it.
Well, back to the old Mark Messier Lay's potato chip. I bet you can't just have one. I couldn't have just one beer. That's why I don't drink anymore. Quickly, UPL will start. That was tweeted out by the Sabres, so it must be true. No, sorry, Jeff, for putting you in the position to be wrong. But Sabres did tweet it out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, dis or dat, just the two of us, but we'll do it. Dis or dat. I look forward to it because then I get to answer all the questions. Marty and Andrew here. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Instigators here on WGR 550 and MSG. It's time for This or That. We have a lot of This or That. I just thought of one, and I'm going to start with this just because Norm Macdonald, comedian, actor, passed away last week or earlier this week. But I remember him from SNL being Burt Reynolds, right, in Celebrity Jeopardy. But a lot of people remember him for weekend updates. So I guess This or That, what do you remember Norm Macdonald more from, weekend updates or Burt Reynolds and Celebrity Jeopardy? Petey, we'll give you the floor with that one.
Okay, so there's kind of a technicality here, but it's not really. I mean,
this, it's the same show.
Well, no, but just Weekend Update ran every show, and the Celebrity Jeopardy was once in a while. But I think his most popular character, without question, was Turd Ferguson. Without question.
I mean, got a hat.
Do you remember when one of you guys had the hat on? You were Craig down at the Sabre store, and
it was the Bandits hat Turd. I had on.
Yeah, we tweeted about Turd Ferguson and stuff like that. But I would say the Jeopardy character.
So if you haven't seen it, Google Norm Macdonald, the joke about the moth. It's a long joke, but it's very typical of his humor. It was fantastic. So anyway, I loved him in his Celebrity Jeopardy when he did Burt Reynolds. And you know, Burt Reynolds is an astounding -25,000 right now. Just, it was awesome with Will Ferrell. So that's the Norm Macdonald This or That here. Okay, hockey. So Dylan Cousins was in Chicago doing the media tour. Nathan MacKinnon was there as well. And he was asked about the fact that Nikita Zadorov talked about how Nathan MacKinnon, you know, doesn't eat any bad stuff. It's like, it's very, very, very strict. So this is what Nate MacKinnon had to say. Big Z is a bit of a donkey. I saw all the memes. They got a little out of hand. I'm a regular guy. I'm not crazy. I get In-N-Out Burger after games as well. So Nate MacKinnon, is he a regular guy Or is he crazy? This or that? Here, PD. Who do you believe? I guess that's what you have to go with.
I think Nate McKinnon is like that alien from Men in Black. You know, that he takes the skin and he puts it on. And I think he's deep down, I think he's this super healthy, healthy guy who's crazy about everything like that. And then he's just posing as, no. I have burgers. I have this or that. Sure you do. Sure you do, yeah. Nate. Sure.
I have a feeling that Zadorov will enhance the story a little bit, but it's a little closer to what Zadorov is talking about than to what McKinnon is. And it's not, doesn't
mean he's crazy.
Donkey
is a polite way for a former teammate to say he doesn't really like, doesn't mean he doesn't like him, just didn't really take him seriously.
Yeah, I think I've liked a lot of donkeys that I played with.
Yeah, I think Donkey's totally appropriate for Zadorov. He goes all the way back to his time here. He missed his alarm clock. He came back late from his first ever all-star break. Like, he showed up late. He was away on like a beach or something. Like, kind of chaotic, right? So he's a donkey, but I liked him. I loved him.
I loved him
as a player. And that's what I say about Russians. Like, you gotta, it's Zadorov to me, I would handle him like Phil Jackson handled Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Like,
let him
maybe
be.
Not so much. Like, maybe not as much, but like maybe a little more leniency. And I think that's kind of the mindset coaches need to start to take. All these guys are wired completely differently. You can't turn them into robots. You can't. It's impossible.
No, and it was the same thing.
Is resistant to that. You can tell.
It was the same thing I watched Once Upon a Time in Queen, which is the New York Mets of the 80s. And they were let, like their manager said, as long as you show up and play. So these guys would be out all night and partying in New York City and doing all that. And they won the World Series in 86. Yes, there was the Bill Buckner incident. There was a lot of other things that happened, but they still won. So anyway, Zadorov is a bit of a donkey and McKinnon is a bit of a crazy guy, but it all works and I'm all fine with it. How about this, Petey? We talked about Formula One a lot here on this show. Drive to Survive, the races. It's all been great. Have you seen Schumacher? The movie that's on Netflix.
Just came out on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it yet, but it's on my list of things to definitely get to.
It's really good. It's really good. It gives you a good insight in his life. They talk to his wife, his son and daughter, a lot of people around the racing world. I didn't know that when Ayrton Senna died, you know, when he went off the track and died, he was actually holding off Michael Schumacher. He was pushed to the limit by Schumacher behind him because he didn't want to let him by. And
you
then
think that weighs on Schumacher? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, because they asked Schumacher when he won his 41st Grand Prix, tying Senna for second most at the time. They said, is that really important to you? And Schumacher cried, could not be consoled, could not stop crying at the press conference, to the point where Mika Häkkinen, who was the Finn that was competing with him, was like, can we take a break here? Like, seriously, like the guy is falling apart. Like, wow. That weighed on him. But anyway, a question that I have for you before you watch it, and then maybe you'll have a different feeling after. Was Schumacher a hero or was he a villain? This or that? Michael Schumacher, was he a hero or a villain?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know enough about Michael Schumacher other than he was legendary in his sport. So I don't know if he was hero or villain, but I would imagine that anybody's that's that good. If you look at, I see you have Lewis Hamilton in here as well, but anyone that's that good, whether it's, and I'm going to use the Last Dance reference again, whether it's Michael Jordan and the Bulls or Michael Schumacher or Connor McDavid or the Edmonton Oilers of the 80s, everybody wants to see them fall. Everyone wanted to see them fall. Everybody wants to chase them. Everybody wants to dethrone them from greatness. Like, look at why everybody hates Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's,
well, the fact that he beat us all the time.
So,
but yes.
So I would have to say villain because he was so good. That's the only way I would paint that.
The villain part is more because he would do whatever it took. Like, he was in a battle with Damon Hill for the championship and he was going to get passed and he took Damon Hill out of the race. And Damon Hill is like, well, if I was in a battle with the guy that is going to overtake me, and if he's out of the race, I win the championship. Well, maybe I'd do the same. But it was the same thing. It's that villain side of Michael Schumacher that really he had no fear. And everybody respected that because they knew not to mess around with him. Yeah, I guess sense. my other
it's
question
an edgy
is
sport. Go ahead. What's the other question?
My other question is, who's the greatest of all time? We've now are watching Lewis Hamilton just dominate and dominate and dominate. and he's being compared to Michael Schumacher. So in your opinion, who's the greatest of all time? This or that, Schumacher or Hamilton?
It is. And I'm rookie. I'm a rookie to Formula One, but I'm obsessed. I am mildly obsessed with Formula One. And I was somewhere yesterday. I was at the dentist office and we talked about it. It came up checking out of the dentist office. And we were talking about Formula One. And Lewis Hamilton is without question the greatest Formula One driver to ever live. However, my guy's coming on strong there. Oh, Maxi Verstappen.
He's never going to be. Max is good.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me, Marty. You watch. This guy's got the best car. He's got the best car. He's got the best team. He's got the best attitude. I love this guy. Max Verstappen, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Max Verstappen. I think there's a lot of work to be done, but...
And you know how pissed I was the other day that Daniel Ricciardo won? There's not an athlete in the world next to Tom Brady that I hate more than Daniel Ricciardo.
Really?
He's the most annoying, attention-seeking... I know, it takes one to know one. But the most annoying, attention-seeking human being on the planet. When you watch that Formula One thing. Like, oh, Mikko...
He's a huge Bills fan, so that gives him points in my book. But wow. I was a little bothered.
There's lots of Bills fans out there.
I was a little bothered by Daniel Ricciardo and the fact that he always said he was great, but never came through with really showing it, right? Like he left Red Bull because he felt the pressure from Verstappen. Then he went to Renault and it didn't work. So he left Renault to go to McLaren and it never really showed how good he could be. I think he showed it last weekend, so I had a lot of respect for that.
No. And you know what? Bill should message him and say, please change teams.
No, although they were going back and forth, and Ricardo won on Sunday, and then the Bills ended up losing on Sunday. So maybe you're right. Maybe you got to distance yourself a little bit. Okay, how about this? Media Day, we talked about it. Sid and Ovi were there on Media Day to talk to the media. And so there's a tweet that's out there by Hannah Stewart that says, you know, does it drive you crazy just how fast the night changes? So you have a picture of Sid and Ovi from when they first started and now where they're at now. So what's the better look? Sid and Ovi when they first started then or Sid and Ovi now? This or that? We'll put it on the screen. And if you're on radio, you can maybe Google it. We'll post it. But you see Sid and Ovi, young buck in their gear, and then Sid and Ovi in their business clothes now. So what's the better look, PD, this or that?
Sid and Ovi now, because
really
they're both champions. We've got to see them hate each other and want to kill each other, but also grow tremendous amounts of respect for one another. And each one of them is leaving their own staple on the game. Ovi's going to go down arguably as the greatest goal scorer ever. And Sidney Crosby could go down and should go down up there, like right there with Gretzky. Right there with Gretzky. The points don't support it, but the play does, the dominance does, the class does. Crosby is the epitome of face of a league, and I just can't believe that here we are all these years later looking at them, and you go back and look and you just think, I remember what's going to come of these guys. And then Ovi, it must have been killing him for years, all the love that Crosby was getting, and then here he is, he's right there. He might not have three, but he's got one, and
it was the summer of Ovi. Now, do you know how to say happy birthday in Russian?
Happy birthday.
It's Ovi's birthday today. He's 36, by the way. So happy birthday. Ovechkin. I like them back when they were young. And the reason why, maybe it's just the picture that we showed, and we'll tweet it for those listening, but that picture shows their personality. Sid is all serious, young. He's got a knee down, and he's looking in the camera like hockey is a business, and, you know, business is my middle name. Like her. And Ovi is standing there, like, smiling, laughing, like, this is going to be a great ride, right? It's just
their personality. I wonder if Ovi said to Sid right there when they took the pit, bow down to the king.
Bow down to the king.
But then you go look, throw the other picture up there. But then you go and look at the other picture. If we can, I know you can't see it on radio, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll describe the smiles. Look at, now Sid's got the bigger smile.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Sid does.
And he's sitting there going like, I'm better than this guy. I could sit here next to this guy all day long. I got three of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Olympic and World Cup and all of that, that comes
this
along
or
with
that
it.
For you, Marty, if you had to build a team with one of them right now, go back to the, that original picture. Who would you start with?
I'd start.
Is it
with
that
Sidney.
Easy?
It's yeah. that easy.
Yeah.
You know, there's, listen, Ovechkin is fantastic. And Ovechkin is the best goal scorer of our days. Anyway, I feared Crosby more because Crosby would not only beat you with the quick slapper, with the backhand, one hand on the stick, deflection between his feet. Like, I could never find a way to stop a Crosby. Ovechkin was two ways. The one-timer on the power play or the big sweeping wrist shot coming down the wing. That was
literally
it.
Trucks it into the net. Like, Sidney had more finesse. Ovi was more meat and potatoes.
We won with the Flyers. We beat Ovi 7-game series, right? And both times I played Pittsburgh in the playoffs, we got demolished. I could never find a way to stop Crosby. I found a way to stop Ovi because all I thought was focus on the shot and the puck will hit me or we'll go bar down. That was as simple as that. So that's the way that I saw
it. So goaltending is as easy as I thought. You're not trying to make the save, you're trying to get hit.
If you can figure that out at a young age, UPL, if you can use your size and just let the puck hit you, you will be fine. Okay, another guy that is older now, is 37 years old, I believe. He just moved from Vegas to Chicago, is Marc-Andre Fleury. His agent, Alan Walsh, tweeted a picture of Fleury in his new equipment. So seeing Marc-Andre Fleury as a Chicago Blackhawk, is that weird or is that okay? This or that? Weird or okay to see Flower as a Hawk?
It was weird seeing him in a Vegas jersey.
Was it really?
Really weird seeing him in a Vegas jersey. But I think the Hawks jersey looks good on anybody, like any player, whether it looks weird or not. That is the most, one of the most gorgeous jerseys in sports. And he looks, how about the brown pads? He looks unbelievable. It looks, he actually looks like he suits that.
Full get up is great. I can't see the mask and I can't wait to see what he's doing with his mask. I've not looked for his mask. I want to see what it looks like during the game. But for me, when Fleury went to Vegas, I knew the year before, like he's going to go to Vegas, right? I was ready for it. I wasn't ready for Fleury in Chicago. I liked him in Vegas. He was my Vegas like guy that I was like, this is a Vegas Golden Knights. And he's not there anymore. He was not a Pittsburgh Penguin like Sidney Crosby is, right? So, but he was that Vegas guy. So I'm a little shocked. It's a little weird to see him in, yes, what you and Paul Hamilton believe is the best jersey in hockey right there.
Who rocked the best Hawks jersey of all time?
The best Hawks jersey of all time? Who is the...
I'd say who is the best. Who wore it the best?
I would say Bobby Hall.
Really? Bobby Hall, huh? The original, yeah. The Golden Jet.
The Golden Jet, the original. I would say him. You probably are going Jeremy Roenick's road.
No.
No?
No. Not even Espo in net. No. Not Taves or Kane either.
Okay. Stan Mikita?
No, God, no.
Stan Mikita had the biggest.
There's only one man. There's only one man who could ever rock a Hawks jersey this well.
Who is it?
Come on, Marty.
Well, what Come era? On.
80s.
80s. Denny Savard.
Oh, my God, no, but that's a great call.
Okay.
No, and it's not Murray.
Who is it? Steve Thomas was there? Was it Steve Thomas?
Steve Thomas. Stumpy Thomas. Was it Stumpy Thomas? Yeah. It's not him either.
It's not him either.
It's not the other guy that worked at the PA with us either. Larmer. Steve Larmer.
That's who I was thinking.
Unbelievable guy, by the way, Steve Larmer.
Yeah, unbelievable. No, I don't know. And we only have 30 seconds here. So go ahead.
We only have 30 seconds. What do you mean? We still have to get to Toronto.
No, we're not going to get there.
Clark W. Griswold.
Oh, well, it's not even, I'm thinking hockey players, but okay.
I said person.
Person, yes.
I said person, you thought player. I can't help that you can't get out of the mindset of hockey. I'm a movie buff too, Marty.
I know you're a movie buff.
We're showing.
If it's like if I said who was the best to wear the Detroit Red Wings jersey, and you went.
I would say Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Exactly. That's what. I would say Gordie Howe, but Cameron would be close second.
I showed my kid Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We were just watching it for fun. Then he pulls the chute on school last week, right? So he's got a little Ferris Bueller in him. But he loves the part where Cameron gets in the car. He's like, I'll go. You know what? Screw it. I'll go. And then he starts the car and he revs the engine. He's like, oh!
Yeah. How about when they put the car in reverse and they think the odometer is going to go back? Yeah, but anyway,
I just referenced that movie the other day, too. But okay. Yes.
Well, Clark Griswold. Okay. Clark Griswold in a Chicago Blackhawks jersey. I'll give it to you.
Before you take us out here, it's as long as you don't say T dot for Toronto, you can call it Toronto or Toronto. I don't care. But just don't call it T dot to me.
Okay. Just to give it like perspective for people. So L on Twitter said, where is everyone on this scale? I'm curious. Toronto or Toronto? T R O N O. So that's where we were. So yeah, you can't call it T-Dot. Like that's not right.
Yeah,
T-Dot. I'm a Toronto guy, not a Toronto. The Toronto.
Yeah. T-Dot, not allowed.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah, it was this or that.
All the
here
info
in
for the Prospect Challenge coming up next.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up next here on Instigators, WGR 515 MSG.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Marty, you're between two ferns. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Marty just brought that up. Are you watching old videos or something over there?
I don't know. Like, Amory sent me a text the other day. She goes, this is about the funniest thing I've ever seen, and it's between two ferns with Brad Pitt.
Is
right?
it when he sticks the gum on his face?
Yeah, he throws it back at him or whatever because that was my last stick. Like, that's my last gum. And then he goes, when you saw Angelina for the first time, was it, like, magical? Like, when Ross saw Rachel in Friends? Did you ever watch that show?
you said a name earlier. Oh, my God. It's been thinking. Prospect Camp tonight, by the way. Prospect Challenge. Well, 7 p.m. against the Devils. Jason Holland, you brought his name up.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, oh. There's a name from the past. I told you at the one break, I said, Jason Holland is the reason why I started going no helmet for a warm-up. I was standing in the hallway in Roch, and there he was. And I said, oh, I'd love to be able to go. I was a rookie, go no helmet. He's like, my first game in the NHL, I went no helmet. Go take your helmet off, kid. So I went up and I was like, that was it. That's Jason Holland. I don't know why that popped in my head just now. Tonight, 7 p.m.
Yep.
Sabres versus Devils. At the Harbor Center, it's the Prospect Challenge, and games are also going to be streamed on Sabres.com. Dan Duffer and Marty will have the call, and there are other games this weekend too, right? I don't know. Saturday
at 3.
Tomorrow at 3 and Sunday at 1, and they're all on Sabres.com.
Well, not Sunday because it's Boston, New Jersey Sunday. So.
Well, that's okay. Good point, Marty. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We're out. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.